Hey, Master Souls. So today I want to go off topic a little bit. I want to talk to you about your angels and your guides. And in fact, I call it my outer council. All right, we've talked about our inner council, that beautiful dialogue that we have internally. Now let's talk about the dialogue that we have with the universe, with our spirit guides, with our angels, whatever you call them. How do they come in contact with you, and how do you know what their messages are? There are lots of different ways that my angels and my guides make it known that they have a message for me. I have some physical clues. I have a couple of them that literally tap me here, and I have these contractions in my temple. I have others that I can feel behind me. Those are what I call my guardian angels. Sometimes when I'm driving and I'm not paying attention, I'll literally feel them nudge me. I will get nudged to focus back on the road and be safe. They don't want to have to save me, evidently. They want to make sure that I'm saving myself, right? There are times when, you know, my hair tingles. I get a tingling up the spine. There are so many physical ways that I can feel, if I'm really listening and really paying attention, that a guide or an angel wants to be in dialogue with me. Now, that's one way that we know that they're there. Second way is look at the signs. I know Wayne Dyer talked about being woken up at the same time every single night. And he trained himself to get up and go downstairs and just write whatever was the message that needed to come through at that night, you know, at that time. And he would just know that it wasn't him. He was being woken up to hear and receive and transcribe a message. That's a sign. It's a clear sign. When you look at the time, it's 11:11, 2:22, 4:44, 12:12. The repetitive numbers are little signs that you're not alone in the universe. Sometimes it can be a scent. I know that when I will be walking, suddenly there will be a scent of jasmine when there's no jasmine to be found. And I'll know that somewhere there's a message for me. Somehow I'm not alone. Sometimes we see angels in the sky. Sometimes we find money on the ground. Right? There's so many ways that we can interpret things to match that thing that we're looking for. And so what would happen if you started to look for the physical signs in your world that your guides and your angels want to have a powwow? Have you noticed in the past where they have asked you for your attention, and have you given it to them? So that's the first part of working with your inner council, is actually becoming conscious of when it is that they want to talk to you. Because that's when the really juicy, beautiful downloads happen. And hey, there might not even be a sign, but there might be like this urge to sit down and write. Or there might be, you know, that the idea that, oh gosh, I got to go to this one park, and suddenly you're there and everything comes into alignment and you know what you're supposed to be doing next. They are constantly sending us signals and messages. It's up to us to consciously look for them and respond. Now, how do we respond? It could be exactly like Wayne Dyer, where you sit down with an open book and you just let the message come out. I have a lot of friends who do morning pages, who sit there and write for 3 pages and allow the messages of the universe to come through them. It could also mean meditation, channeling. Sometimes it's following the signs, just like you would a treasure hunt. You ever heard of the 3-time sign? If somebody has told me to read a book, 3 different people on 3 different occasions have told me to read a book, or the book has come up and I've seen this book 3 times, I will absolutely go pick up that book immediately because it's a sign that my angels and the guides want to give me a message. Now, not all of us consider ourselves channels, but every single one of us, as an intuitive person, gets messages channeled to us all the time. I have this thing here. If we're willing to listen and if we're willing to dive in. So as we work through all of the tools that we've already had, most of those are internal tools. Except if you look in that master soul process, there's the connection piece. Yes, absolutely, that's connecting with your own inner guidance. But you know what? A lot of our inner guidance is also the voice of angels. So are you, one, looking for the signs that your angels and guides want to communicate with you? And are you, two, following those signs and nudges as you would a treasure hunt? And then, three, are you giving them the opportunity to give you those messages directly? It doesn't mean that you're going to be some magical channel all of a sudden, right? Or medium or whatever, but it does mean that you are willing to listen to what it is the universe wants to you to know to further your progression on this planet. I remember when I was, when your inner counsel came to being, and I really did believe that it was going to be a work that was channeled through me. And I hired a mentor at the time who was just an exceptional channel. She channels these amazing guides that I love listening to her channel. Her messages are so on point and so powerful. And I thought that's what my next step was, because I've always had conversations with my guides. So I said, well, of course. And so she had me go buy a notebook, and I brought the notebook home, and she says, now, you want to write 3 to 5 pages of channeled work. Connect with your guides and channel. You know how to do this. Go on. I'm like, shit, I don't know how to do this. That's why I'm here. But so I get my notebook and I sat down, and my hand would start and say, okay, guides, let's go. Let's get some words. Let's get some words. And what ended up happening were pages and pages of nonsense. It was scribble scrabble. It looked like, you know, heartbeat monitor. There was big looping circles and itty bitty squiggly things. Pages and pages of uselessness. And so I went back to her and she said, okay, what have you got? And I showed her all of this work and she said, well, that's about right. So excuse me? She goes, oh, your guys are totally punking you. I was like, well, why would they do that? You know, I clearly got the message to write this book. It's clearly supposed to be channeled. She says, no, honey, you assumed that it was going to be a channeled work by someone else. But in reality, the whole point was for you to find the, to follow the treasure trail so that you could get deeper into your own practices. It's why you're here with me. The breadcrumbs led you to further spiritual expansion so that you can write the book. And their message to you is that you have this power within you. And they're extremely proud of you to have heard the messages, to have recorded the downloads that I had in the beginning, to have followed the sign to come to me, which was literally felt like it was hit over my head, like, Go see this woman. Go study with this woman. You followed all of those things, and now your great work can begin on this book. And maybe there will be future books that will be pure channeled, but for now, you did exactly what you were meant to do, which is you followed their guidance. You did exactly what the messages were telling you to do. And so I want to put that onto the table of saying all of this work that we do internally in Master Soul University is also a part of the overarching spiritual path of being one with the universe and our guides and our angels, of not just following what's going on internally, but also raising your awareness and raising your vibration to the point where external messages can start coming through as well. Where the external messages start reinforcing your inner ones. Where you start following the external guidance with the same love and passion and compassion that you follow your internal ones. That when you start asking, what one thing can I do to propel me the furthest and take me the closest, get me the closest to that which I most desire, you're open to not only what your intuition is telling you, but what your guides and your angels also want to impart. This is a really critical lesson as a master soul, is that your intuition and your inner counsel and your outer counsel are always working in tandem. Someone asked me, you know, this inner counsel, is this sort of like your guides? And I said, well, not in the way that I wrote it. In the way that I wrote it, it's a way to have a conversation with your own, you know, with your ego, with your own intuition, with the things that are blocking you specifically. However, at the core of it, what the inner counsel does is it opens up a dialogue with your highest self. And your highest self is always in dialogue with your outer counsel. So if you can master really diving into what your inner counsel is saying, your outer counsel will start reinforcing it and giving you more and more and more guidance and more presence and more signs. So I look forward to discussing this with you in the group. Here's what I would love to hear. What are the signals for you that your angels and guides want to have a power? I love you all.